This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. Northampton County is frequently called a bellwether for the national election. It's one of only three counties in the state to vote for Donald Trump 4 years ago after backing Barack Obama in 2012. It's a keystone county in the Keystone State. And joining me by phone is Lee Snover, the chair of the Northampton County Republican Committee. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let me ask you, how important is Northampton County and Pennsylvania to the Republican Party this year?
Well, to Donald J. Trump, Pennsylvania is everything right now, and including Northampton County. I absolutely believe that Pennsylvania will decide the presidency, and especially Northampton County.
Is it possible to say what issue is most important in this race to Northampton County Republicans?
Well, to Republicans, it's the economy. I really believe that. And it is about accomplishments. I don't think that's the Democrats. The Democrats, it's more COVID and recovery of that.
Of course, the economy and the pandemic are sort of interwoven in some ways.
Well, in some ways. And I think that Republicans see, okay, the mastermind who built the strongest economy we've seen in our modern lifetime, I think we would re-elect to rebuild it.
Let me ask you, just a week away from Election Day, what work is left for the Republican Committee? Is it about rallies? Is it about canvassing? Is it about phone banks?
It's about turnout. And I'll tell you what, it is for both sides. Democrats are voting primarily by mail. Republicans are voting at the polls. Democrats have had 50 days. I mean, they opened up the application process 50 days ago. I mean, it's a 50-day cycle. So they have 50 days to vote. We got 13 hours.
But, of course, mail-in balloting is going to be used by literally hundreds of thousands of Republican voters as well. Their votes are also important, aren't they, to the party?
I'm not saying their votes aren't important, but a majority of Republicans are going to the polls. Republicans that are using the mail-in ballot are the same Republicans that used an absentee in years past. They either do not have the ability to go to the polls, they're going to be working out of town.
Literally, you don't think the concerns about the pandemic are really affecting Republicans in requesting mail-in ballots?
I'm not saying they're exclusively to Democrats, but I think less Republicans are reacting to that.
Let me ask you a more extreme question. Do you believe accusations that the president could only lose the election if it were rigged, if there was massive voter fraud, if mail-in ballots were completely fraudulent, as the president has sometimes maintained?
Yes, absolutely. I agree 100%. The only way we lose is if they cheat. And I believe the cheating's going on. I believe there is fraud. And I believe it's all political. I mean, all these Supreme Courts extending the deadlines to vote, the stuff we've never seen before. It's orchestrated.
Well, actually, the deadline hasn't been extended to vote. It's just the deadline for the receipt of ballots that were cast by Election Day.
You know what? Yeah, and they're not extending the deadline for the polls for Republicans who want to vote on the machine.
Well, they're also not extending the deadline to vote for Democrats.
It's being extended. They've had 50 days to get their ballots done. They've had over 30 to 45 days to get the ballot in. No, it's being extended.
Well, it's not. So let's move past that point. And let me ask you about the 7th congressional district between incumbent Susan Wild and Lisa Scheller.
Lisa Scheller is the real independent voice for the Lehigh Valley, not Susan Wild. Susan Wild is tied to the left. She's like 99% with Nancy Pelosi, who's from San Francisco. Susan Wild is running in the middle right now because she's up for re-election. But she votes with the left.
And she's holding a double-digit lead as of the last polling from the Muhlenberg College Morning Call poll.
Polling, okay. Do you know in October at this time in 2016, they had Hillary Clinton up 12 to 14 points in the third week of October?
So you see an upset. You see an upset for Scheller.
I didn't say I was going to see an upset, but I don't think it is double digits. I think that's Morning Call propaganda.
Let me ask you, have you cast your ballot?
No, I'm going to the polls.
And where will you spend election night?
I will be working the polls on election day, but then after the polls close, we're going to have a victory party at the Palmer Legion Hall, and then I'll be back at the courthouse for canvassing.
Given that the Supreme Court has ruled that ballots must be counted through at least Friday after the election, we're unlikely to have any result on election day. What is your message to Pennsylvania voters who, of course, want to know who won, but will not know on election day evening?
Well, our message is that Donald Trump is going to win, to, you know, stay alert, be involved, and, you know.
So do you have any fears at all of, you know, conflict or even violence in that period?
No, I don't have fears of violence. You know, none of that's going to happen. I have, the only fears I have are fraud and cheating from the Democrats. That's the only fears I have.
Lee Snover is chair of the Northampton County Republican Committee. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.